When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 27th edition. Have a 9-game slate on tap, everybody. Hope they had a great weekend. It was fun having baseball back in full force over the weekend and hopefully continuing on throughout the next couple of months here. It's an interesting 9-game slate. First off, for those that are used to the 7:05-ish lock Eastern time, it's 6:40 tonight, so it'll be about 25 minutes earlier. So keep that in mind if you're trying to late enter or do some changes. That lock is a little earlier this evening. Also, pitching is ugly. Pitching's really ugly. So we're going to be quickly going through that. But before we do that, let's go over your totals on tonight's slate. Cubs at Reds, 10.5. Braves, Rays, 8.5. Brewers, Pirates, 9.5. Yankees, Phillies, 10.5. Orioles, Marlins, 8.5. White Sox, Indians, 9.5. Royals, Tigers, 9.5. Mariners, Astros, 9.5. So if you can kind of get the gist of things there, lots and lots of high totals on this one. We have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the 9 games at 9.5 or higher. Still waiting on a total between the Mets and the Red Sox as they're trying to figure out pitching in that matchup. So that'll be a fun one to navigate there. Check the weather. It should be okay. Supposed to be pretty warm through the Midwest heading east. So keep an eye on all that. But knock on wood, we'll be fine in all of those locations. When we look at pitching on this slate, before I do that, if you guys give a rating review on iTunes for the podcast, we'd much appreciate it. We have the live feed on Periscope. It also goes to the Rotoball or YouTube channel, so you can watch it if you'd rather watch than listen at any time. But a rating review is great. And if you're watching this live, feel free to drop in questions, and I will get to them throughout the show. But looking at the pitching tonight, there's one guy over 10K. That's Mike Fultonevich. I will pass at an over 10K, Mike Fultonevich. Good on him. Good on him. But my top option, if you really want to pay up, but it's really risky, is Aaron Civale at $9,700 bucks. I'm probably not going to go there, but if you need to pay up, you can. He's at home against the Chicago White Sox, a team that we know has a really, really strong lineup there. Moncada, Eloy might be out as he ran into a wall and is lightheaded, so they don't know what his situation is. Hopefully it's on a concussion, so keep an eye on that one. But, you know, Tim Anderson and Abreu and Grandal and the list just got Lou Bob. There's so many guys in that lineup that you can definitely build around. They strike out a ton, over 26% K rate, so that's a very positive thing from last season. But still a little sketchy at Civale at 97. Don't hate it, but something to keep in mind if you feel like paying up on this slate. If you want to go a little cheaper, though, I think one of my favorite targets, if you're playing FanDuel, he's way too cheap, like $6,800 bucks on FanDuel. But on DraftKings, he's 86, makes a little more sense to be mid-pack here, and that's Josh James at home against the Seattle Mariners. James, very good stuff. At times, he can be inconsistent with his location and can lead to some walks. Coming off last season, he had a walk rate of over 13%, but a strikeout rate of almost 38% and a swinging strike rate of almost 16%. We've seen he's already stretched out. He should be good to go for at least 5-6 innings in this matchup versus Seattle, a very good matchup for him at home, minus 270 favorite. Love me some Josh James in this matchup at $8,600 bucks. One of my favorite targets tonight. I'm worried he's going to be pretty popular. If we look at early on projected ownership here, we're looking at, they're not projecting him to be that high owned. We'll wait and see on that one. I'm seeing 5%. If he's 5%, my goodness, people are asleep at the wheel. So that would be a nice one there. But Josh James, 86, sign me up. Few other ones to take a look at. Adrian Hauser pitching in Pittsburgh. That's a great ballpark to pitch in for one. Hauser, heavy sinker. If his sinker's working, it's even better ballpark to pitch in. Any ballpark's good to pitch in with a sinker, but when you have a spacious place like PNC, you throw the sinker ball out there. Lots to like in that regard. Pittsburgh doesn't strike out a ton. That's the only concern, but when you look at their lineup, they don't really scare you a ton either. Like Colin Moran is a great value if you're looking to target Adrian Houser, because lefties can hit Adrian Houser. At least they did last season. And Moran's cheap. You got Josh Bell, Frazier, Newman, stuff along those lines. But it's not a you know, world beating lineup here. It's a pretty weak lineup overall. He's got big time strikeout upside, over 25% last season. I mentioned the ground ball rate because of that heavy sinker, almost 54% ground ball rate in 2019. So good positives there from Houser. The only concerns I have is how deep does he go? I'm hoping he goes at least five. Keep an eye on that. But at $8,300, definite upside on a night where pitching is very, very bleak. This is how bleak it is. We're going to drop into the 6K range now. Like if you want to go Pablo Lopez at home against Baltimore at 75, I don't hate it. I liked Pablo when he was a 6K pitcher. But when he's 75, the issues with Miami, they're flying in. They're supposed to get there about one or two their time today. Flying straight from Philly with the COVID outbreak that's kind of take place in their team. Four guys have come down with it now. Hopefully that's it. Those guys are staying in Philly to quarantine. The team's flying to Miami. We'll see how this goes. But Lopez pitched much better at home this last year. Like an ERA just over 3 at home. He's over 7 on the road. That's something to keep in mind. Obviously the ballpark helps, and just being at home helps a ton. Baltimore's offense isn't great, but we saw it even against Boston. They have their moments where they can bang. You got Hanser Alberto, better versus lefties, but still a good hitter. You got Nunez. You have Santander, Hayes, and other. Ryan Ruiz has two solo homers this year. They're a streaky team. They're going to be a GPP-type team. If you want to roll with Lopez at 75, you can. Not one of my top targets. In that same matchup, though, Asher Wojciechowski at 68, I'll go take a gamble at him at his price point. If his curveball is snapping off, we are in business. That's one of his big pluses. A Marlins team that struck out almost 25% last season versus righties. Trust me, they did not improve a ton this year, especially with some of the big bats. They're regulars out now. No Cooper, no Alfaro behind the dish. That's a biggie. Asher, 22% strikeout rate. He's a massive fly ball pitcher, which will help him pitching in Miami. So keep that in mind. He's a nice punt option if you so choose to go there. The other punt, as much as I like C.J. Cron versus lefties and like Miggy Cabrera and some of these other guys, if you're looking at a cheap pitcher going up against Detroit, Mike Montgomery can be that guy. He was very, very volatile last year and finished the season pretty rough. But he had a stretch there where he was very serviceable, especially in deeper leagues, and we played him a lot in fantasy as a GPP type pitcher, a value pitcher. Just looking at his game logs from last year, he was always in the 4 to 5K range. He'll give you 4 to 5 innings, even more sometimes. He's good for 5 or 6 usually. Now, how stretched out he is, we're not sure just yet. But $6,500 against a Tigers team that you can definitely take advantage of in Comerica Park with that spacious gap-to-gap that just sucks up barrels. If they pull the ball, they're fine. Up the middle, not so much. As the Detroit team that last season struck out over 27% of the time versus left-handed pitching, that is big. Like, I love Cron. Cron is super cheap tonight. I will have C.J. Cron in lineups. But when he's not mashing lefties, he strikes out over 30% of the time. Like, it's just one of those things. These guys are going to be boom or bust. So if you can get a Mike Montgomery at $6,500, sign me up. And he's a big-time ground ball guy also. 49% ground ball rate last year, which will help negate some of the power in that situation. So as I mentioned, you know, as lineups come out throughout the day, maybe certain pitchers stand out more. Maybe some have more GPP appeal. But at the quick hits initial glance, when I made my list last night to talk about on the show today, if you want to pay up for Aaron Civale, I get it. Big-time pitcher. That Cleveland rotation is great. He could be that next young arm to take the next step and could strike out a ton of White Sox. Just be careful of how much he gives up otherwise. Like Josh James at 86, that's my go-to tonight. If it doesn't pan out, then my night won't. So be it. I'm fine with that. I got Adrian Houser, interesting play there against Pittsburgh. Wojciechowski against Miami. Montgomery versus Detroit. And if you need to, Pablo Lopez is an option for you as well. When we're looking at bats on this slate, we're going to go position by position, as always, starting with the catcher's position. There's some expensive options like Grandal versus Civale, probably not going there, but Wilson Contreras, $4,800 versus Wade Miley. No problem with that at all. Wilson went deep over the weekend, going into the Great American Small Park right now. I definitely am a fan of that. Miley actually does decent versus righties. He's got that cutter that works in on their hands. But when he's not locating, it's batting practice. We've seen that time and time again. So Contreras at 48, very, very fun one in that. When you look at the Cubs team total in this matchup, it's a total of about 5.2, currently fourth highest on the slate. And lefties at 302 versus Miley last season. Other catchers to peek at tonight, like JT Realmuto at 46 versus J.A. Happ. Definitely could go there if you're paying up at catcher. Otherwise, you could drop down below 4K and look at guys like Wilson Ramos versus Osik is going to open for the Red Sox, and then there's going to be a long man, it looks like. So keep an eye on that. But Ramos at 38, it does bring some value to the game. Maybe Josh Fegley gets a random start for the Cubs. He's 35 versus Miley Fegley. He's always been a guy that hits lefties pretty, pretty strong in years past. Other than that, you're going to want to check lineups to see what value pops up. If Kurt Casale catches for Cincy, he's 29 versus Lester. Tucker Barnhart's out at the birth of their child. Sal Perez only 2,900 versus Michael Fulmer. Definitely stands out. Sal went deep over the weekend. We know how much of a solid a bat he is going against Fulmer, and then that Detroit bullpen at $2,900. Salvi's a really strong play if you're looking to save some cash. Martin Maldonado had a huge weekend so far. This will be game four against Seattle. He's only 2,700 versus Graveman. If he's in the lineup, another cheapie there. So like Graveman, Salvi, two nice cheap catching options if you're going that direction. The first base position now, it gets juicy. Like Rizzo hits lefties just fine. So if you're stacking Cincy, Rizzo will be a lower owned piece because most people avoid the lefty situations there. And if you go down a little farther, though, you got the likes of a Josh Bell at 51. If you want to pick on Hauser, you could go there. Farther down, Freddie Freeman's only 47, but not running there. I'd rather go down to, say, a Carlos Santana versus Dylan Cease. I like Cease's upside, but he can also be wild. So 4,100 for a Santana is in play. Love me some G-Man Choi at 39. I went deep on Sunday. Really, really cheap versus Folty. Folty can get hit by lefties. G-Man Choi leading off usually of late for the Rays. So a $3,900 Choi leading off versus Folty. Fan of that one for sure. Other ones when you go down in the 3K range, Mitch Moreland, if he's hitting in the middle of that Red Sox lineup, he was hitting fourth when he was in the other day. He's 37 versus Michael Wacha. That can bring you some nice upside in their matchup. I mentioned CJ Cron only 3,300 versus Montgomery. That's too cheap. Colin Moran at 31. If you are picking on Hauser, Moran's had a really strong start to the year hitting cleanup for Pittsburgh. 3,100 does bring some nice value. There's really good value on the slate, but there's no pitching to pay for, which sucks. Like Miggy Cabrera's 31. He went deep. He can bring you a little bit of value as well. So value's there. Just really you either leave money on the table or pray. Second base position, Jose Altuve at that 5K versus Graveman. I'm on board with that. But Ozzie Albies coming off a monster game. Going up against Glasnow. Glasnow shouldn't go super deep in this game. The Rays bullpen's freaking good, though. So you got to keep that in mind when you're looking at it. So it's not like it's a gimme by any means. But Atlanta will go essentially unowned in this matchup. And Albies coming off that monster game. Something to maybe keep an eye on there. But you can save some cash at second base if you want to pay up elsewhere. Like a Nico Goodrum at 43. A little bit of upside there. Whit Merrifield at 4,000 if you're stacking Kansas City. Not a bad play in that price point as well. Few others when you drop below 4K now. Luis Garcia is swinging a hot stick. He's 37. I'm not sure I want to pay that for Garcia, but he is swinging it very, very well in that matchup. Freddy Galvis will be switch hitting versus Lester at 34. If you need a cheaper one there, he's second base shortstop eligible in their matchup. And then other than that, like Hansel Alberto's 3K. I prefer him versus lefties, but still not a bad price point if you want to get a discount against Pablo Lopez in that matchup. And then Jose Peraza, my Atlanta. I didn't write him up in the value piece at Rotoballer because I think it's just simple now. You play Peraza because DraftKings can't price him properly. He led off on Sunday. We've seen him hit fifth. We've seen him hit ninth. He's super cheap. He's second base shortstop eligible. He's facing Michael frickin' Wacha, who lefties hit 354 last year, righties at 357. And Jose Peraza is $2,500. You're just going to plug him in. Second base or shortstop. You're playing cash. You play Peraza. You just play him. You take the savings and you pay up elsewhere. If you're stacking Boston, you play Peraza. They'll get his price point right eventually. Like, I'm not saying he needs to be $4,500, but like 35, anything over three, like give him a little respect. He's playing well in a very potent offense against a bad pitcher. That's just easy scheduling stuff there. Third base position, you got Rafael Devers at 52 versus Wacha. He's off to a slow start. You'll get low-owned Rafi. Eventually, his bat is going to wake up. Enjoy. Bregman at 51 is also a nice spot. Jose Ramirez went off yesterday. Moncada, all these guys are awesome third base options. I think Devers is sneaky nice because of the ownership-wise. Otherwise, I wouldn't mind going to like a Yoan Moncada against Savali in that matchup as well. Eugenio Suarez, we love targeting him versus left-handed pitching. He's $4,600 versus Lester. That's a monster spot to look at there. Cincinnati 5.33 team total. Lefties 365, righties 337 off Lester last season. We know how Suarez mashes left-handed pitching in Great American Small Park. Good price point there at $4,600. Other ones to take a peek at, like JD Davis is interesting at 44. I want to see who the other pitcher is for Boston before I go running to play JD in that situation. Brian Anderson, only 3,700 versus Wojciechowski. Anderson went deep on Sunday. Nice bat to have there for cheap if you're looking for some Miami options. If you are fading Josh James, Kyle Seager continues to hit to start the season. Always has that power upside. He's $3,500 in his matchup there. Look where Yoshi Sesugo is hitting for Tampa Bay. We've seen him lead off and hit in the middle of that order. He's 33 versus Folty. Nice lefty power bat in that scenario as well. I mentioned Colin Moran earlier at 31 is another guy to take a peek at. Shortstop position. I mentioned Bregman at 51. He's in play. Lindor at 49. If you're fading Cease, not a bad price point there. Javi Baez only 47 versus Miley. Very good. The Cubs should be popular tonight. That's going to be a Captain Obvious type situation there. Correa's interesting. Tim Anderson's interesting. But if you're going to pay that, just pay for Baez. Take the chalk on that one. Xander Bogaerts at 42, though, has my attention. He's been priced up all week. Now he gets Michael Wacha. Boston coming off kind of a dud on Sunday. They've lost a couple games to the Orioles of all teams. Getting Bogaerts at 42 in this matchup versus Wacha, I think definitely has some appeal to me in that that situation. If you're going for something even cheaper, like Kevin Newman, if you're stacking Pittsburgh, sure, but stacking Pittsburgh never sounds fun. My cheapie that I like is Adalberto Mondesi. Started off the season rough, two hits on Sunday. You know, another speed's there, a little bit of power. Facing Fulmer in that Detroit bullpen at 3,500. Definite upside there with Adalberto Mondesi, a guy we're used to seeing much, much more expensive. So a good value in that scenario. Mentioned Galvis against Lester. Didi Gregorius facing another lefty. He's gone deep twice this year. Hits lefties just fine. So Didi at 34 could be in play for you as well. And then when you drop below 3K, when lineups come out, there'll be certain guys that pop up for you. Like Jose Iglesias, as much as he stinks, kind of the Peraza narrative. He's $2,600. He's been hitting like fourth for Baltimore. I know it's not sexy, but when you're hitting cleanup for almost any Major League Baseball team, that leads to positive options, positive scenarios in play. $2,600 versus Lopez is a value for you. I mentioned Peraza at 25 as well going into tonight's action. Heading to the outfield on this one, you'll have your, you know, Christian Yelich, Stanton versus Arrieta. Yeah, Springer, Acuna, your usual stuff there. I think Harper's sneaky nice. People see lefty-lefty and walk away. Harper hit a moon bomb on Sunday. He's definitely worth the look for you. Judge's raking. He's only 49. That's an intriguing option as well. But when you come on down, like Nick Castellanos at 45 is a guy I'd have circle versus Lester. Casty would crush it to begin with. Obviously, Lester is not the same guy. Keep an eye on him. Lou Bob hit his first home run. He's 4,400. Not the worst play, but like Ozuna's on fire. He homered twice over the weekend. He's 4,300. Glass now, and that Rays pen, though, is no joke. So that kind of, you kind of walk a little slowly towards that scenario, but something to watch there. Aaron Hicks, see where he's hitting in that Yankees lineup at 4,300 versus Arrieta. He stands out at what could be a potential value. If Ryan Braun cracks the Milwaukee lineup, he hasn't been playing a ton so far, but with the lefty Brault on the mound, Braun at 42 has some appeal to you there. McCutcheon at 42, someone else to circle. Brett Gardner never gets the love he deserves. He's only 42 versus Arrieta. If you're looking to get some Yankees action, maybe a stack or whatever, Gardner's a good lower-owned piece of that pie. So keep him in mind. Shed Long for Seattle. If you are fading James, I mentioned a couple options earlier for Seattle with Seager and company. You know, we'll have Kyle Lewis. Shed Long's been hitting it well. He's 4,100 in that matchup. If you're targeting Wojciechowski, C-Dick, Corey Dickerson, 4K, went deep on Sunday. He's another nice, cheap, low-owned option in that scenario. Dropping below 4K, I mentioned Kyle Lewis. He's 3,900. Jorge Soler is only 38 versus Detroit, Fulmer and company. I think that's way too cheap. He went deep over the weekend. Nothing else really. He struggled. But again, that Cleveland pitching is no joke. Now you get Detroit, completely different animal. Soler at 38. Just a two-man like Soler-Mondesi stack gets my attention. You could even do more if you wanted to. It's like Detroit's not the best ballpark. We know that. It's got some options there. But this pitching staff's so bad for Detroit. Kansas City could be interesting this evening. Mentioned Brian Anderson earlier. He's $3,700. Low Kane's only 37. Hits lefties really well. But he's hitting towards the bottom of that Milwaukee lineup. Takes away a little bit of the thump from that. Benintendi had a horrific weekend. Burned so many people, but still only $3,700 for Michael Wacha. If you're stacking Boston, he's not a must, but he should be at least discussed in, when you're building that that stack there. Anthony Santander, only 3,500 versus Lopez. If he's hitting in the middle of that Baltimore lineup, he brings some nice upside for you at his price point. A few others as you drop down even farther. Kevin Pillar, if he's in the lineup, usually he's in the lineup versus lefties. If he's in, still 34 is nice and cheap because they should spank Waka and company. That really should be a get-right spot. A too cheap person is Michael Brantley, only 3,300 versus Graveman. Brantley's hit safely in all three games, double multi-hits in two of those three games. He's gotten at least 8 DraftKings points per game over the stretch. Like, if you're paying cash, Brantley at 33 is a great cash outfielder. And he's great. He's a great piece of a Houston stack. Don't forget him if you're loading him up. JBJ, Jackie Bradley's hitting well. He's 3,200 if you're looking for some value there. That's a good one. Verdugo's 31. Mike Tauchman, if he cracks the lineup at 31, I like him as a cheapie if he's in that lineup. Then other than that, you're just going to kind of see what comes out because there are some interesting values if they crack the lineup 3K and below. All right, recapping your pitching on this slate. We got Savali up top if you feel like getting frisky. Otherwise, it's Josh James, the guy I'm targeting. Adrian Hauser of Pittsburgh is very, very in play for me there. Then I mentioned Pablo Lopez, Wojciechowski, Montgomery, all risky plays, but could be used for you there. Luis Caliste asks in the chat here, DK pitchers for cash. My cash pitchers would be Josh James and Adrian Hauser. Those would be the two cash pitchers. It's a rough night for pitching for cash, I'll be totally honest, but those would be the two guys I'd be looking to target in that one. All right, stacking it up tonight. I think Boston versus Waka, very appealing there. Get right spot for them. But Houston versus Graveman's going to be super simple. That's just a captain obvious. Throw it in there. Graveman's not good. Not good at all. The Yankees versus Arrieta is very intriguing in that ballpark. Cincy versus Lester, I love that one. Give me Cincy versus Lester all day. Cubs will be popular versus Miley. I think Cleveland will be sneaky because people love Dylan Cease, and for good reasons. His stuff is really, really good. Consistency, not so much. So give me Cleveland as a lower-owned option, but they're pricey. Detroit and Kansas City could be an interesting one. I'd rather have Kansas City side of things versus Fulmer in that Detroit pen. But Detroit's got some sneaky good upside versus Mike Montgomery with Cron, Scope, Cabrera, Jacoby Jones. Just see what comes out in that lineup. You can piece together a nice 2 to 3-man stack there in Detroit. Not sexy at all, but super low-owned, super cheap. If you want to like do a Detroit, and then you can add in a Boston or a Cleveland or a Yankees or a Houston, you can get a lot of value with Detroit to pay for the other side of things. Those are options for you as well. So that'll do it for you. Nice 9-game slate. Quick hits. This is what we do. Try to get it to you in under 30 minutes. Sometimes goes a little longer. Sometimes doesn't because not a lot of action today, especially when it comes to the pitching side of things. But it'll be a fun one. 9 games. Don't forget, lock is at 6:40 Eastern, 25 minutes earlier than normal. So don't sleep on that one. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter, at BDIntric. Hit me up. I'm in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat. I'm in the Rotoballer Premium Slack chat. If you want to join Rotoballer Premium, check them out. They have links on the page, 50% off for memberships right now. If you use promo code Bubba, get an extra 10% off. So go check that out. But rating review on iTunes would be great. If you're watching on YouTube, give that little thumbs up icon. That would be awesome as well. But I'll be back with you guys on Tuesday with a full slate of action. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 27th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.